Okay, good evening to everybody. I would like to talk tonight about shihiyah. Shihiyah means to maintain food on a flame before Shabbos. As we've discussed previously, midiraisa, one is only chayav for official Shabbos midiraisa in a situation where one is actually cooking, baking, frying, etc. So theoretically speaking, and certainly min haTorah, one would be permitted to place something, a food on the flame, on the stove, on the range, in the oven, moments before Shabbos, and allow that food to cook on Shabbos proper. Once you're maschil b'malacha, called him Shabbos, so theoretically, like we discussed, and the Mishnah says in the beginning, the first parak Masech Shabbos, Daf Yuches, that a person could continue doing the malacha as long as it began before Shabbos, and could continue going into Shabbos itself. So if that's the case, when it came to a variety of different malachas that the Mishnah enumerates in the beginning of Masech Shabbos, so the same thing should be true when it comes to Bishul. As long as you put up a soup moments before Shabbos, you put a chicken into the oven moments before Shabbos, you put something into the frying pan moments before Shabbos, and the food and the flame will take care of the rest. So min haTorah, one has not done anything, and that should be permitted. Chazal, the Chachmasam, recognized that that would be a problem. The concern being that one, ultimately, if you just place the food up moments before Shabbos, will wind up stoking the coals and playing with a fire. As Chazal refers to Hashem Yechata B'Gachal, and we're concerned somebody will take his hands or his any utensil and will start stoking the coals. And one who does that not only violates one malach on Shabbos, but actually two. Number one is stoking the coals, that's mavir, actually burning on Shabbos, and number two is bishul. So one would accomplish two malachas in one, and as a result of that problem, Chazal answered and said that you can't put something, a food, on the flame prior to Shabbos, can't put something to the oven before Shabbos, and this is what's known as shihiyah. Shihiyah means from the Lashon Lishos, to keep something on the flame. It's prohibited to be masha something on the flame prior to Shabbos because of the concern, Shem Yechata B'Gechalim, you'll come to stoke the coals, and thereby violating the malach of Mavir, and at the same time being over the malach of Bishul. Nonetheless, Heim Amru v'Heim Amru, same way Chazal assured something to be done, Chazal also found a way that it could be permitted, and there are two conditions whereby one can leave something on the flame before Shabbos, as long as one of two conditions are met. We'll talk about the Ikra Adin, we'll talk about the Minug, and I'd like to talk about at least five contemporary appliances that we use in our kitchens regularly at our Shabbos, the first being the stovetop, the second being the oven, the third being a hot plate, different types of hot plates, adjustable hot plate, non-adjustable hot plate. I'd like to talk about a crock pot, and then we'll talk about a kettle and urn. So we have a number of things to address this evening, but before addressing the practical applications in the kitchen and how not to be over the Issur D'Rabban of Shihiyah, let's go back to the sources and try to understand what the problem is fundamentally. Now, when we talk about there being an Issur Shihiyah, so the first question one has to ask is, when does one violate Shihiyah? At what point, at what stage in the cooking process would one be over the Isser of leaving something on the flame? So this is in Machlokas, the beginning of the third parak of Masechet Shabbos, Parakira. This is Machlokas, Chananya and the Rabbanah. Chananya is of the opinion that as long as the food is cooked, Kimaychol ben Drusai, then at that point one would be permitted to place that item on the oven perfectly without any concern whatsoever. Now, what is the shear of Maichel ben Josai? We've discussed the Machlokas Rambam and Rashi, whether or not that's something that's cooked a third or something that's cooked a half. When it comes to this particular Issur of Shihiyah, the poskim understand that according to Chananya, if something is less than half cooked, at that point it's prohibited to place it on an open flame. If it's half cooked, at that point it'll be permitted to put it on an open flame. Now, how do we decide if something is half-cooked or not? So it depends on each house and each person and each individual, each family, each community, each constituency. So the Chazon Ish and other posts will understand that half-cooked means half the amount of time that it takes to cook a particular item. So we're talking about chicken soup. If chicken soup takes 4 hours to cook, so half-cooked would be 2 hours. Now, when it comes to liquids, we don't follow the category of Machu Ben Drusoy. We follow the category of Yad Soledispo, which is somewhere between 160 and 190. But when it comes to a food item, a solid food item, once something is reached half the time that it takes to cook it, it will be permitted Iker Hadin to place it on an open flame. So if you're cooking chicken and you want chicken for the Friday night Suda, so If the chicken takes 90 minutes to cook, so at 45 minutes, if it's been cooking that long, it will be permitted, according to the letter of the law, Mikra Din, to place it on an open flame. That is the opinion of Hananya. Rabbanan, the Rav Hananya argue, and the Rabbanan paskin, that even if a food is fully cooked, however, if it's fully cooked, but the fact that it's fully cooked and you still want it to cook more, which the Gemara indicates is being called mitzdamik v'yafalo, it's still cooking, but you still want it to cook more and more because the cooking is benefiting it, it's still problematic. The only time the Rabbanan would say that you're permitted to keep something on an open flame before Shabbos, if it's fully cooked, if it's mevushal kol tzarko, and another condition, that it's mitzdamik v'ralo. It's cooking so well that already the cooking is ruining the dish. So if your chicken has to cook for 90 minutes, so at a certain point post 90 minutes, it's cooking so much that it's going to actually ruin the chicken. It's going to burn the chicken. It's going to dry out the chicken, and it's going to create a dish that's no longer edible. So according to the Rabbanan, the only time you're permitted to keep the chicken on the open flame is once it hits the point that it's fully cooked, and on top of that, it's still mitzamik v'ralo. That is the machlokes Hananya and Rabbanan. According to Hananya, again, as long as it's half cooked, you could keep it on an open flame. According to Rabbanan, only if it's mevushal kol tzarko, it's fully cooked, and it's still getting ruined once it's being cooked. At that point, it is then permitted to keep on the open flame. How do we paskin? Do we paskin Hananya? Do we paskin like the Rabbanan? This is a major machlokes Rishonim, which spans the gamut of the Rishonim, and it still remains a machlokes ad yom hazeh, including a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. How do we paskin the machlokas Hananya Rabbanan? So, the machlokas beginning with Gedolei Rishonim, the Rish, the Rush, Tosfos, all take a stab at the machlokas, and then it becomes a machlokas between two opinions of the Mechaber and the beginning of Siman Reish and Gimel, and it's also machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The first opinion that's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, and Siman Reish and Gimel, this Aleph, is like the opinion of the Rabbanan, that once a food is mevushal kol tzarko and it's mitzdamik v'ralo, so that means it's cooked completely, and only once it's cooked completely and it's getting ruined, that's when you can keep it on an open flame. But anything less than that, even if it's fully cooked, but if it's fully cooked and it's still cooking well, and it's benefiting the item that's being cooked, it's still going to be prohibited. That's the first opinion of Mechaber. The Yesh Omer, the second opinion that the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, quotes, is the opinion of Hananya, that as long as it's kemayachol ben drusoy, as long as it's half-cooked, at that point one would be permitted to keep it on the open flame. Anytime the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions, a Stam and a Yesh Omrim, the consensus of most poskim is that you pass them like the Stam, that's the first opinion, and therefore, according to the classic understanding, in this case, the Mechaber, the opinion of Sfardim, the opinion of Yosef Karo, would be that it's prohibited to place anything on an open flame unless it's mitzamek, v'ralo, and it's mevushal kol tzarko. However, the Ramah argues. The Ramah right here in Siman Reish and Gimel writes, V'nahagu l'hakel kisvar achrona, the custom is to be makel, to be lenient, like the latter opinion. The latter opinion is the second opinion of Mechaber, the opinion of Hananya, that as long as something is kemaychol ben drusoy, as long as something is cooked half the length of time that it requires to be cooked, it's going to be butter. That's the machlokes, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. How do we paskin? So, at first glance, the Sfardim will be machmir, and one would be prohibited for placing anything on an open flame as long as it is only half-cooked. And according to the Ramah, one would be permitted to place something on an open flame as long as it's half-cooked. So according to, for us, Ashkenazim, according to the letter of the law, as long as your chicken is half-cooked, if it needs 60 minutes to cook, 70 minutes to cook, as long as it's half the time that it's required to cook, you reach it, it's going to be absolutely permitted. The Chazon Ish paskins the Ikra Adin like the Ramah, the Kula, that if you have your food as half-cooked, it's absolutely fine. However, it's the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha here in Siman Reish Gimel Dibur Maskil V'Nagu L'Hakel Kitzvar Achrona, who says not so simple. Even though the Ramah is Mekel, and even though the Ramah paskins that as long as something is Kemaychol Ben Drusoy half-cooked, it's Mutter, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Rush, the Mipnei Yisrael Aduka B'Mitzvos Onek Shabbos, B'Vadai Lo Yishmu Lanu Al Kein Hanach Lehem. The only reason that we're making like the opinion of Hananya is because we can't tell the Jews what to do in this circumstance. They love eating, they love Onek Shabbos so much, you tell them that you have to get it to a certain point, they're not going to be too happy with us, so they're going to cook anyway because they want to make sure that their food is going to hit the point when it's ready to be eaten at a proper time. They're Adukin B'Mitzvos Onek Shabbos. They're not going to listen to us. leave them be and make sure they cook it up to Michael Ben Josiah. And once it's half cooked, leave them alone and allow the food to be placed on the stovetop open without any covering, without any shear whatsoever. And the language of the Mishnah Berurah, Mashma Mizad, the Rak Mishum Zelo Ratzalim Kos, the Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, Chavetz Chaim understands it's only because they're not going to listen to us. That's why we're making to allow to keep something on open flame if it's half cooked, because they're not going to listen. However, if you're going to listen, says the Mishnah Berurah, the best thing to do is to make sure that it's reached a state where it is completely cooked, and then you can leave it on the open flame. We call Malcolm, Ain Banu Koch Limchos B'Mekila, says Mishnah Berurah, we don't have the energy, the strength, the fortitude to be able to fight for the Mekila. Shekvar Nogram Ki Yesh Omrim, the Jewish people began to follow the opinion of the Yesh Omrim, that's the Ramah, that as long as it's half cooked, you can keep it on the open flame. Kamo Shekasav HaRamah, however, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, Al Kain Lefizel Echetchila B'Vadei Tov, Lizor Shem Vushel Kol Tzorko, Kodim Chashecho L'Salkam and Esh. If you want to really follow the best opinion, the Chetchila Mikra Adin, what you should do is make sure your food is fully cooked before Shabbos, and at the same time, remove it from the fire. However, in Eirishness, Acher HaDavar, if it's getting late, Keikon, Shabo, Orchim, Kol Mishkiyas HaChama, you see the house is filling up. The kids, the grandkids, the friends, the big Shabbaton, everybody's coming over, and you got to put something up on the flame because everybody's going to be hungry on Shabbos. So then we're not going to be so difficult. We'll tell you, get it up to half-cooked, and you can keep it on the open flame, and then it's going to be okay. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, in a situation of Bidyevit, or in a situation where there's a need, will allow you to rely on the opinion of Hananya, the opinion of the Ramah, which is that as long as it's Kemaychol Ben Josai, half-cooked, it's okay. According to the Chaznish and Iker Adin, we paskin like the Ramah, and as long as it's Maychol Ben Josai, it's okay. And in that situation, one would be permitted to do so. However, the story is not over yet, because not only is there machlokus between Hananya and the Rabbanan in terms of a situation where at what level or what stage or at what point is she here prohibited, but Chazal themselves and the Gemara itself and the machlokus between Hananya and Rabbanan give us another option as to how to get out of the problem altogether. And those are two terms that the Gemara refers to, the Mishnah refers to as Grufa and Ketuma. Grufa and Ketuma are terms that were not that are not as common today because we're not dealing with the types of ovens and stoves that they were dealing with, but the Gemara and the Mishnah deal with Akira. And Akira was an oven that had coals in it and that had ashes in it. So the Gemara says the only time that there's a concern that you're going to come to stoke the coal, and therefore we tell you that you can't leave food on the flame open before Shabbos because you're going to stoke the coal. However, if you grorafe the coals, if you remove the coals, we're not concerned that you're going to stoke them, and therefore it's okay. The other option, the Mishnah says, is Ketuma. Cover the ashes. And if you cover the ashes, you're not going to cover the coals. And if you cover the coals, we're not concerned that you're going to play with the fire. So cover the coals with ashes. And once you cover the coals with ashes, you're not going to stoke the coals. You're not going to play with the fire. And then therefore, it's going to be mutter. Now, we don't use a kira. A grufa, removing the coals, is not an option. But what is an option in our contemporary kitchen is ketuma, to cover the ashes. And how do we do that? That's by what we know today as colloquially the blech. The blech is the tin metal sheets that you place on top of your fire. And if one places that item, in Hebrew or in Eretz Yisrael, they call it a tas shel mateches, you place a blech or a metal cover over the fire. As long as one does that, you create a ketuma situation. You've covered the flame, and once you've covered the flame, there's no more concern of yishem yechata begecholim, and therefore it's mutter. Moshe Feinstein adds that not only should you cover the blech, but you should actually also cover the knob, because if you cover the flame but you don't cover the knob, what have you done? You haven't accomplished anything. The way we work in our kitchen is by turning the knobs, not by throwing bread or throwing wood or throwing any type of paper into the oven to make the fire work. The fire works through knobs, so you should cover the knobs open. That's the opinion of Moshe. Many don't follow or don't are not machmir for Moshe's opinion, and as long as you cover the blech with your standard piece, that would be sufficient, and that creates a ketumah. So therefore, me'ikar adin, according to this, you could even place a raw piece of chicken, a raw piece of meat, or something which is not cooked whatsoever on top of your blech. Now, many of us don't do that, but according to the letter of the law, mehalacha, one can leave food on the blech, on top of the blech, that's raw, absolutely. However, the custom today is different, that even though you have a blech, we still encourage you to make sure that the food is kamaichel ben josai, and we'd even like you to make sure that the food is fully cooked. On the common custom and the minig for generations already in Klal Yisrael is even though you have a blech, you could place raw food on top of it. We don't do that. Even if you have your food at Michael ben Josai half cooked, you don't need a blech. Nonetheless, our custom is to be machmir on both accounts. Number one, to put a blech, and number two, at the same time, to make sure your food is at least Michael ben Josai. But I think in most of our homes, our food is fully cooked prior to Shabbat, and we'll talk in a few moments about a situation where that did not happen. Now let's talk about some practical applications in today's kitchen. The first thing is the stovetop. Commonly, there's chicken soup, there's kugels, there is chicken, there's side dishes, and the variety of items that have been cooked before Shabbos, and they are on top, or they need to be warmed for the Friday night meal. So how are you going to do that? So as we just mentioned, the best thing to do is to have a blech. The best thing to do is a blech that also covers the knobs. But even if you don't have a blech that covers the knobs, as long as your food is fully cooked and you place that blech on top and you allow the food to warm or to maintain its warmth on top of the blech, that's absolutely the ideal thing to do, the lechatchila thing to do. In a situation, for whatever reason, you didn't have enough time and your food didn't get fully cooked or it didn't even get up to Michael ben Drusai, it's a short Friday, and you didn't have time to cook Thursday night, and for whatever reason, there was traffic coming on Friday, and the food didn't get up on time, and you only have 60 minutes left to Shabbos, and your chicken needs 90 minutes to cook before Shabbos. You put it on the blech, and you put the chicken on top, and that covers your situation. The similarity between the stovetop would be a hot plate. Now, a hot plate, it comes in two forms. It comes in a non-adjustable hot plate, and it comes in an adjustable hot plate. Now, an adjustable hot plate is similar, obviously, to a stovetop. It has the same category because you could adjust it, and once you could adjust it, it's no different than the knobs, and it's a fire. It's not an open fire, but the fact that the heat comes from the space itself that's immediately underneath the platform where you're keeping the food, it creates a situation very similar to an oven. Therefore, again, if you have an adjustable hot plate, it should be covered. Can't put a blech on top of it, but you should put aluminum foil, and placing an aluminum foil makes it ketumah. That's considered covering the flame. You should also cover the knob. Very simple to do on a hot plate, and that's what should be done. And then you can keep your food shehiya in that circumstance, achatchila, without a problem. If you have a non-adjustable hot plate, which is certainly the best for Hilchos Shabbos, absolutely does not require any blech whatsoever. Rabbi Yashar Zichron Levrach was machmir that even a non-adjustable hot plate has to have aluminum foil. But Rov Poskim understand that once it's non-adjustable, there's nothing to stoke the coals there. You're not going to move anything. It's impossible to play with the knobs altogether. In that circumstance, you could permit it to place something on top of the non-adjustable hot plate without a problem. And seemingly, even if it's raw, seemingly even if it hasn't reached Michael Ben Josai, because that's called ketumah. It's covered. There's nothing you can do. Now, it's not going to cook because the non-adjustable hot plate is not going to cook anything, certainly not a chicken and not a dish and not a kugel. Well, it will work to place those types of items on it as well. That takes care of a stovetop and a hot plate. The third thing to discuss is an oven. Oven is a bit more complicated because an oven cannot be made ketumah. You can't really cover the flame. Now, what you can do is to have an oven insert, and it's not so common. It's almost impossible. That's discussed by earlier posts. Kim Moshe Feinstein, Brian Cutler talked about creating an insert into the oven to make the oven ketumah, but that's really an impossibility to today. So therefore, if you want to use an oven and keep food in your oven Friday night, what has to be done is that your food has to be fully cooked. If your food is fully cooked and it's in the oven and it stays and it's staying warm in your oven, at the Friday night too, that you get to the main course, you can take the item that you want to eat, the chicken, the meat, the kugels, etc., and you can use that for your suda without a problem. However, it's not so simple because many of our ovens today are more complicated than the ovens of 10, 20, 30, and 40 years ago, and they have thermostats. So if you're going to open up your oven and your oven is still on, and we're not even talking about the digital readout, but there's going to be a problem because once you open up the thermostat, so the cold air is going to go into the cabin, and then it's going to cause the oven to pick up speed, and it's going to allow the oven to run and get hotter quicker, and that, as a result, is going to be taking place as a result of your action, and that's going to be a problem. Therefore, in a situation where you have a thermostat, the best thing and the only thing to do is to open up the oven, take all the food out at once, And if you're going to then close the oven and the fact that the thermostat goes up and then it's going to kick up into a higher gear and then it's warming something, well, it's warming nothing because you took all your food out and therefore we're not concerned whatsoever. But what you cannot do is to keep some things in and to take some things out, because if you're going to do that, then the food that is going to be remain behind in the oven as a result of opening up the oven door and the thermostat getting higher, it's going to cause the food that remains behind in the oven to get warmer, and that's a positive action that's taking place, and it's a productive action. So therefore, in a situation where you have a thermostat and you have any readouts or digital readouts, one should be wary and cautious of that. As you're all familiar, there are many today who are using what's known as the Shabbos mode. The Shabbos mode can only be used for something like this, for Shehiya, on Erev Shabbos. The Shabbos, mode obviates and takes care of the digital readout. It takes care and puts it on a delay where some of these problems won't exist. One should be cautious and make sure that what you think is a Shabbos mode is a Shabbos mode. At the same time, make sure that you're using the Shabbos mode properly, looking into the appropriate manufacturers and which are halachically valid or not. Please feel free to talk to me about that. But indeed, in a standard oven, as long as the food is fully cooked and it's in the oven before Shabbos and you want to take it out on Shabbos, that is absolutely permitted as long as you take it all out at once and you do not have a problem at all. The fourth item is the crock pot. Now, a crock pot, as long as it's not going to be used until the Shabbos meal, the Ikra Din, when it comes to the halach of Shia, does not require a ketumah. You don't have to cover it in any way because you're not going to be doing anything to it Leil Shabbos. However, at the same time, if there is a concern that your food is not fully cooked, at that point you would have to make your crock pot into a ketumah situation. Now, how do you make a ketumah? A person could place some tin foil inside of the crock pot, line the inside of the crock pot, allow the foil to come over and cover your knob, and then you've made a ketumah. Now, the only time you have to do that is if it didn't reach Michael Ben Yosai, if your chalent is not half-cooked yet. If your chalent has been sitting since Thursday night or Friday morning, and it's certainly reached half-cooked, which probably doesn't take all that long. If you're cooking 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, or 6 hours, so the likelihood of your cholent being half-cooked, Michael Ben Yosai, is very high, and at that point you would not need to place a silver foil in it from the halachas of Shehiya. We'll talk about Hatmana next week or the following week, and maybe you'll require it for a different reason. However, there is another heter when it comes to a hot plate and when it comes to a crock pot in a situation where Shabbos is coming late, and that's the concept of Kidra Chaisa. Kidra Chaisa is a kula in the entire concept of Shehiya. We explain that when it comes to Shehiya, the prohibition is that we're concerned that you're going to stoke the coal. However, if you place a raw piece of meat into a dish or into the oven or onto the crock pot or onto the stovetop, well, you know that stoking the coal is going to be counterproductive because it's not going to do anything. You just put a raw piece of meat on. Once you put a raw piece of meat on, there's nothing that can happen. It's not going to be ready for the Friday night meal. If you put a raw piece of meat on, or a raw chicken, or anything, a dish that is being cooked, where the concern of stoking the coals, or playing with the fire, or stirring the chicken or the meat, or whatever dish has just been placed on, does not exist because you know there's nothing to do about it, that would be permitted. So in a situation where the hour is late, there are two options with what you could do with your chal. Now, first of all, you could place a tin foil, making it into a ketumah. And once it's ketumah, once it's covered in that situation, you're permitted to put up your chalent. If you don't want to do that, you can put a raw piece of meat into the chalent a little bit before Shabbos. And once you do that, you don't have to be concerned altogether. But certainly, if your crock pot has been cooking for some time and it's reached a half cook, you have no concerns altogether. The last item to mention this evening is a kettle, a hot water kettle or an urn. Now again, it's sitting on an open flame. There's no way to make an urn ketumah. You could cover the knobs. But therefore, as a result, one should make sure that the water that's cooking on in the urn, either the pump or the spigot, either kettle or urn they use, the water should be fully boiled or fully cooked. Because since there's no way to make a ketumah, therefore it's considered to be an open fire. Once it's an open fire, the only thing that you're allowed to use in order to get out of the problem of Shehiya would be by making it fully cooked. So make sure your water has hit 160, 170, or whatever it is, the highest temperature of Yad Soled Espo that it could reach on your kettle, if it's late, so you can rely on making sure that the water is half cooked to the point where you'd like it to be cooked. One of the things that you should make sure in your kitchen before Shabbos is making sure that your hot water urn, your kettle, is completely cooked. So this covers the issues of Shehiya. Again, Shehiya is an issue of Rabbanan. It's Chazal's way of making sure that you're not going to come to stoke the coal. And the way to maintain food on the flame before Shabbos is either by making sure that it's half cooked, Shmaichel ben Yosai, and then you can leave it on an open flame, or making sure that your flame is ketumah covered. The minhag, as mentioned, is lechatchila, your food should be fully cooked, and it should also be placed on a in a place where it's ketumah, where it's covered. That either means a blech when it comes to a stovetop, that either means a silver foil inside of the crock pot or on top of your adjustable hot plate, or that means making sure your food is fully cooked or your water is fully boiled when it comes to an urn. Have a good evening, and I thank everybody for listening.